The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's the deal. Your friend group is not going to be the same next year. And the year after that, it's going to be different. And the year after that, it's going to be different. Like right now, in your mind, what are you, 18, 17? You're like, okay, this friend group is going to be the friend group I'm going to have for all of college because we've all been friends for X number of years and we all know each other and we're all friends. But here's what's going to happen. You're going to move to this college. You're going to move into a dorm. You're going to be maybe friends with your roommate. Maybe you're going to find friends in your dorm and you might hang out with them in addition to this other friend group. I'm not saying this friend group's going to go away, but and then you're going to probably have, once you get out of your gen eds, you're going to have friends in your major that are in all the same classes as you. And if you're in a sorority or in some type of living community, you're going to make friends with the people that are in your major and in your same living community. And those are going to be the people that you spend the most time with. You're not going to be spending all of your time with your current friend group.
I know it hurts.
I'm sorry.
This is not your point.
All right. You came to the right place, you ding dong. It's called communication, baby.
Welcome to The Crunch, the only podcast banned in the state of Texas. It's your boy, Ethan.
And I'm Patrick. Yeehaw! And, dude, Leo can say yeehaw now, my two-year-old.
I wonder where he learned it from.
He learned it from me. I'm a cowboy now. I have a cowboy hat.
I want to be a cowboy, baby.
I paid a non-trivial sum of money for this cowboy hat, and I would have paid more.
Have you ever seen Shanghai Noon with Jackie Chan?
I got to introduce the podcast. Okay. Welcome to a special episode of The Crunch called Dr. Ethan's Dating Corner. We get so many questions about dating from our listeners. We made a whole new show about it. If you have a question about dating, you can go to bit.ly/crunchdiscord and then go to the Dating Corner channel, submit your question. It'll probably be answered immediately by our many fans who love the Dating Corner channel, and then we will answer it on the show. Dr. Ethan, you were saying, getting
Have
Shanghai.
Have you seen Shanghai Noon, as the liberals say, by Owen Wilson and Jack Chan?
He's known professionally as Jackie, but his friends call him Jack.
Jack Chan is so funny. Oh, man. You haven't seen that film?
No.
It is... Maybe I talked about this on the podcast when I watched it, but
I'm a cowboy. Imagine that.
It's crazy racist.
Okay.
It's like,
really?
I mean, not like, it's not racist in like the true, not like a Nazi
it's like
propaganda
2010s,
film.
It's 2010s racist.
Earlier, it's like 2004 they made
Ooh,
this movie.
Ooh, that's pretty racist.
And it's
like,
there are jokes about the Chinese, the Jews, the Native Americans, the Irish. Like they just go after everybody because it's a comedy movie and that's what they used to do is they just would make jokes about everything.
Yeah.
And we watched it a couple months ago and it's just stuck with me because I was like, wow, this is really like there's a whole scene where Jack Chan smokes a peace pipe and ends up getting so high that he marries the chieftain's daughter on accident.
Oh, no.
And she just protects him from the whole movie. It's great.
This is while Owen Wilson is filming, at least recording the audio for the movie Cars.
You think so?
This is 2006.
I need to write my blog post about cars. I've had a deep, I've talked to you about my theory about cars.
Did you know that Lightning McQueen does not win any of the races in any of the Cars movies?
No, he doesn't.
Like the final race, he doesn't win it.
Well, the first race he ties. So the three of them
win first race
together.
He ties, but like the final race in every movie, like the climactic race, he doesn't win any of them.
He's like Rocky. Except does Rocky win in Rocky 2?
Yeah, I think he does.
And then he also wins in 3, 4, 5, and 6. So he really only
loses. So he's kind of not like Rocky at all.
Not like Rocky in any sense.
Yeah. So he ties.
Good.
So Lightning McQueen ties in the first Piston Cup, and then he goes to the race, and then he was about to win, but then doesn't. And he helps the king.
Strip Weathers
cross the finish line. And then he goes on to win 7 Piston Cups, just like Strip Weathers did. And so he, Lightning McQueen, arguably the GOAT. You've seen the meme. You've seen the argument about how Lightning McQueen is the GOAT. Anyway, the second one, he doesn't win. Because I don't think anybody wins in the second one.
Well, the second movie is an espionage film about oil money in Europe.
With like guns. And so my friends won't let their kids watch it because it's incredibly violent. Because
it has guns? Bars.
Yeah, well, they're like shooting
at
each other. That's a good point. There's like alligators with guns over here. And then the third movie, he wins, but it's like he stops halfway through and then lets another car go in. Which, like, apparently you can do that in NASCAR, but I feel like when the cars are the people, it's a little different. You know,
different. Yeah.
Like imagine tagging someone in for the marathon. They come in fresh, and it's like, oh, they're a rookie though, and it's like, yeah, but they're still good. You know, they're like. They were chilling, eating a banana. They're ready to go.
A banana.
Yeah, it's good for running. The potassium.
You know a lot about it. When was the last time you jogged, Patrick?
No, right up the stairs because I was late for the podcast.
Well, I didn't. You were right on time, actually. But we're not here to talk about Owen Wilson's deep filmography.
No.
From Night at the Museum to Night at the Museum 2 to Night at the Museum 3. We're here to talk about the Dating Corner. We're here to talk about.
I don't think there was a third one.
There were three.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good. I got to catch up on my Night at the Museum lore.
We need to answer the questions. Give me the first question.
Sure.
I want to help people. I want to give people good dating advice. For once in my life, I want to help someone. Please.
Maybe one of these days we'll actually help somebody.
Give me purpose so I can break out of this.
This one comes from Anonymous.
Void. Yeah, I'm ready.
This anonymous person. DM'd me personally because they wanted to remain anonymous, so I accepted it. My ask was rejected over the phone. She said, I'm just not really interested in dating right now. Wow. Nice.
The first woman to
or
ever
something
not be
like
interested
that.
In dating.
It's hard to tell if it was truly impersonal or if she was just letting me down easy. I know in the immediate future I need to correct and recenter myself on God, but I hear stories of guys who ask the same girl out 5 times before getting a yes. I intend to move on, but is it worth trying again? I know I yearned in immature ways, allowed myself to dream of our future and potentially emotionally unchaste ways, and waited far too many months to ask her for the first time. She may not see these mistakes, but I do, and God does, and perhaps his plan cannot work for me if I continue to try amidst these mistakes. Moving forward, it would help me to know if you can ever fix an unhealthy crush or if it is better to cut it off once you see the signs. Anonymous.
Do you ever yearn, Jerry?
Do you ever yearn, Jerry? I like that he said yearned. I don't know if he meant that as a Seinfeld reference, but he did. He said he yearned too much.
From the rest of his whole thing, I don't think it was a Seinfeld reference.
I yearned.
I think so. We kind of talked about this in our Sunday episode. So go back and listen on Sunday, because Patrick kind of addressed the whole. You know, you can chase the same thing over and over again. Oh, no, that was before the episode because we were talking about something else.
Yeah,
that was not in the episode. Never mind. You can chase after the same girl over and over again. And if you get her, eventually it's like, oh, that's cute. But if you don't,
he kept going.
then you're just creepy. So you kind of have to weigh the.
There's a really great scene in How I Met Your Mother about this, actually.
I'm not surprised. Did Barney pull out a whiteboard in the middle of the bar to explain to the audience some stupid thing about women?
Yeah.
In a total fourth wall break?
No, it was.
I despise that show. This show is so stupid. It makes me so mad.
I can't agree with you on that one and maintain my integrity, because there are people who listen to this show who know how into that show my friends and I were when we were in high school.
Can I propose something to you?
I thought you never asked.
I think,
go ahead.
So I think what we should do, one thing that I've never done is watch a single episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I haven't either.
I think it would be really funny for us on Patreon to watch that whole show together.
And the whole way through?
The whole way through.
Dude, that's so much time.
But not,
I don't watch TV anymore.
Listen to me talk now. We do one episode a week. It's like we don't. This is a long-term Patreon play. I don't know. I think it could
I don't know that if that's. I should have spent time in high school getting really into It's Always Sunny instead of getting into How I Met Your Mother. Yeah. But that was what was on Netflix.
I've always been scared of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, but I've been seeing a lot of clips on my Twitter feed lately.
You would love it.
I think I would really enjoy.
So anyway, I just started blasting. Great.
I have seen that scene, and it's
that's
really
so funny.
Funny.
But anyway, there's a really great scene where they're talking about how Marshall asked Lily out.
Marshall
and
Mathers.
How Eminem asked Lily out. And he went into her dorm room because they met in college, and he like sang her a little song on a ukulele. And then they play the exact same scene. It's cute, and they play the exact same scene, but like imagine if she didn't like him, and it's like dark, and he's like, it's like really creepy, and he's playing the ukulele like Tiny Tim. And it's like, the same thing depending on if the girl likes you. And if she said she's not interested in dating right now, I would hold off.
Yeah, I would. Here's the thing. Your whole question, Anonymous, was saturated with this like grandiose God's plan and what is my destiny with this woman and how can I overcome these unhealthy thoughts and feel. You need to calm down. You're taking yourself way too seriously. People who are normal. I'm not saying you're not normal, but a normal
approach. I used to do this, so don't feel bad.
I used to do this too. But
oh, boy, did he.
But yeah, I know. I really did. I am saying because I am looking directly through a time portal to me when I was 20, okay? So I want you to hear me in all charity. The reason that you feel like other people are always finding relationships and are happy and you feel like you're always on the outside looking in and you're like fantasizing about these relationships that never seem to come to fruition is because you are taking yourself and these relationships way too seriously. And it is turning the women off from wanting to be with you.
Ooh, interesting.
I think you are approaching yourself with this self-seriousness about, oh, I need to discern this relationship. And this could be, I could have a beautiful marriage with this woman and we could, you know, and then our kids will be like this and our life will be like this and our house will be like this. And you get all, and then because you've thought all this stuff up in your mind, then when you talk to her, there's all this pressure and you don't act like yourself. And she can sense that you're not being yourself, that you're not being genuine.
Yeah.
Because there's all this stuff wrapped up inside of you, all this pressure that you've put on yourself to try and get the thing, which is like you're trying to bag the game, as it were. And instead of just like trying to build a relationship and a friendship with someone and that you like, you know, and watching it grow. Just like from the way that you typed it, the way that you used the word yearn, just makes me think that you are a little bit too in your head about everything. And I think it would be better for you to just go and ask out like 50 different women and go on a bunch of dates and just like learn how to just go and be with women and learn how to ask them questions and learn how to just relax and have fun and laugh and joke. And then that way you're not when I met Emma, I wasn't relaxed. I was really nervous, but I had spent the last year like going on a couple of different dates and like trying to figure myself out. And I wasn't afraid to ask girls out at this point in my life. Like my senior year of college, I asked out a bunch of girls. Like I got really comfortable with myself. And so because I had put in this work of, I'm not going to be as stressed about it. I'll drive 4 hours to go see a girl. I'll take a girl out to dinner. I'll go to coffee with a girl. Like I just was okay with doing this. And it really, really helped so that when it finally did matter, I wasn't like all freaked out all the time. You know, I could just be excited to see her and that was it. Like, I'm just excited to see you. And then that was the whole subtext. There was no other subtext. She can probably feel it.
Exactly the same thing. In 2017, I broke up with my girlfriend of like 2.5 years.
No.
Asked out a bunch of girls. It was a bunch of like, and what was really interesting was like, I asked out one girl and then she made it a bigger deal than I, but I had completely moved on. And then it was all a bunch of like drama of like, I can't believe he asked me out, blah, 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 and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, I haven't even thought about this. And I was moving on. And it's like that kind of freedom of like, this actually isn't huge. It's just two people. It's I asked you a question and you said no. And then I took no for an answer and I walked away. And then, you know, it's, I think the best bet for this is overcorrection. Just go in the other direction. Just go on dates with a bunch of girls. Don't make it super high. Like, hey, I just want to take you out for coffee. Not a big deal. I think that's the best thing because it'll teach you to keep things low pressure. And then you'll experience rejection a bunch of times. You won't be as afraid of it.
Right. Just take a deep breath. Don't put yourself on this like 6 month dating fast where you have to recalibrate your relationship with women and get over all these crushes and everything. That's too much. You're doing too much.
Yeah. I don't even think you need to like recenter. It's like, oh, you got to take time to heal. It's like, I think that you can heal from self-inflicted wounds a lot quicker, lot quicker than you think. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So hope that helps.
A lot of people have opinions on how fast you got to get over things.
You can over things. There's no right answer.
Or as slowly as you want.
Yeah. You'll know if something is going too fast.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh yeah.
You can slow things down. That's the key.
All right, I'm excited for this one because it was from our Instagram. So I.
Oh, did you post on Instagram and ask for a Quebin?
No.
Someone just DM'd this of their own volition.
Yeah, they completely from their own volition. Wow. I was like, hey, is this my volition? And they said no.
No. Just get your volition out of my face.
I don't even know what that means. Hey.
Disgusting volition.
I love listening to y'all's dating episodes so much. Oh. Literally the most entertaining podcast I have found. I have a question for the podcast that's sort
Hold
of
on,
related
read
dating.
That first sentence again.
I love your podcast. Literally the most entertaining podcast I've found.
I'm gonna get that put on the wall right here. Literally the most entertaining podcast. It's true.
Take that. Who should we take that to? Take
Avoiding
that
Babylon. Oh.
Different direction.
Carry on. Totally.
Doesn't his daughter listen to our podcast? I did that for her.
she lived close to us. I don't know if she listens. Yeah.
Nah, whatever. Someone will listen to that podcast.
Anyway.
Someone listens to this podcast. Anyway, I love listening to the podcast. I have a question. I dated a guy long distance for a few months last semester, and he ended it. He's a freshman in college. I'm a senior in high school. I'm going to the same college next year. Oh, no. I'm worried about how awkward it'll be when we see each other. It's a super small college. We've seen each other since the breakup. It was so awkward. We didn't even acknowledge each other, even though we were in the same room for 5 minutes. A lot of my friends have said, just ignore him. But we're in the same friend group, and I want to be able to hang out with them. And even him, honestly, since he's a really cool guy. Sorry, this is so long. Thanks for your help, Tiffany. I'm sorry, Emily. We were making fun of, we were goofing on you in the... Because girls will send in questions. Only girls do this. They'll send in questions. Yeah. It'll be like two sentences. They'll be like, sorry for the long message.
This is so long.
Your problems are not a burden to us. We appreciate the detail.
We literally ask for them to be shared with us. It's like, hey, send us your dating questions and give us plenty of context so that we know like what's happening.
They're like, sorry for doing what we asked.
I'm so sorry. This is, I don't know. This doesn't make any sense.
Girl, stop apologizing.
Yeah, wash your face.
Me and my brother said we were gonna do a drinking game at Easter when Nick's back down. We're gonna do a drinking game where we take a shot every time my mom apologizes for something that isn't her fault.
Hey.
We might actually do it.
Do you want to get drunk because of our mom's generational trauma?
Like, mom, you need to be nice to your.
I should do that. I should also do that.
Does your mom apologize for things that aren't her fault?
No, I just want to just drink a lot. I don't even know what it would be for. But I would find something.
I have a child though, so I can't do that.
No, you can't.
I should just make
hard.
Nick do it.
Yeah. Nick, take both of them.
Doing it by himself.
Hey.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Crunch. Sorry to interrupt what I'm sure is a stimulating intellectual conversation, but I wanted to pause the episode real quick to let you hear from some of our sponsors. We will be back right after this.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, Emily, this is a great question. Here's the deal. Your friend group is not going to be the same next year. And the year after that, it's going to be different. And the year after that, it's going to be different. Like right now, in your mind, what are you, 18, 17? You're like, okay, this friend group is going to be the friend group I'm going to have for all of college because we've all been friends for X number of years. And we all know each other and we're all friends. But here's what's going to happen. You're going to move to this college. You're going to move into a dorm. You're going to be maybe friends with your roommate. Maybe you're going to find friends in your dorm. And you might hang out with them in addition to this other friend group. I'm not saying this friend group's going to go away. And then you're going to probably have, once you get out of your gen eds, you're going to have friends in your major that are in all the same classes as you. And if you're in a sorority or in some type of living community, you're going to make friends with the people that are in your major and in your same living community. And those are going to be the people that you spend the most time with. You're not going to be spending all of your time with your current friend group. It is actually so rare for a group of high school friends to stick together for all 4 years of college. It just doesn't happen. Even at a small school. So I know it sounds crazy because you love these people and you guys are forever and you've tagged each other in so many Instagram posts. But just like the fabric of your life is going to change. And so you don't have to worry about that because you can enjoy your friend group while it lasts. But like you also don't have to worry about it being awkward because it's not going to be this forever thing.
I don't think we should tell her that.
Okay, what should we tell
you? I think you need to let high schoolers be in the we're going to be friends forever and we're always going to
Dude, it's March of her last semester.
No, you can't because one time I said to a friend, "Hey, ever think how like we're probably never going to talk again after we graduate?" Friendship ended immediately. Dog. Never talked to her again. That's just kind of thinking out loud. But I was like
I think she was looking for an out.
But you can't think like that. You know, you got to just let... Also, Christina, I'm sorry. You're a very, very nice lady. But
very nice lady.
We're so different. The only reason why we were friends was because we were in theater together. Yeah. And then after that, context is gone. Now, I will say, I'm friends with a lot of people that I was friends with in high school. But the friendship dynamic has changed.
Yeah.
You know? It's mostly because now we have kids the same age. And that context doesn't usually go away. So you're basically stuck for life at that point.
Yeah. I mean, yes. Sorry. What I meant to say before is that nothing will change from how it is right now. It will always
be
the same.
You are sandy cheeks from Greece. And
Greece lightning.
What's the girl's name from Greece? Sandy Copperbottom.
What are the lyrics?
Go Grease Lightning or something.
Gee Willikers, summer loving happened so fast. Oh, my Hey Siri just activated. Summer loving. You know that song from Grease?
Yeah.
But it's all Sandy Cheeks. I can't do a good Sandy Cheeks voice.
I feel like I'm in the 80s, feeling like I'm in the 50s.
Here's the deal. it doesn't matter how it feels right now.
Mm-hmm.
You are, I guarantee you that I have a relationship like this that is just as awkward when I see the person and I'm still able to like shake their hand and talk to them and like it doesn't all melt down, you know?
Yeah.
Like once you, here's the problem. You're in the same room with the guy for 5 minutes. You guys didn't even look at each other. The first time that you do look at each other and you actually talk, the ice will break. And it will be normal again.
It'll be fine, yeah.
It will be fine. Like, I'm not saying this to be like, oh, you're dumb or you don't know what you're talking about. But if both of you can just muster up the courage or one of you can just say, hey, how was your summer? Like, it just, it doesn't have to be, it can
Did
be totally surface level. Yeah, it can be totally surface level. But one of those conversations will be enough to reset things back to normal.
Yeah.
The problem is that both of you have this fear of like, what's going to happen when they talk to me? When you both realize that nothing will happen, then all of that adrenaline will drain out of your system and it will no longer get triggered when you see the person. So repeated exposure, like with all fears, is the only way to get through this.
You gotta talk to him while also in a tub of snakes. Then all of your fears will go away. Exposure therapy, baby. Snakes and spiders, they can't all bite you. Next question,
I suppose. Yeah, next question. I hope this helps. If you have any more questions, please write really, really short messages to us. We're not going to read anything longer than two sentences.
This one, lest you think that we're kidding. Hi, y'all. Engagement question. Sorry, it's long.
Nice.
If it fits into one screenshot, it's not long. TLDR, is it better to stay in a bad job? Now, TLDRs are good because it helps me like title it for the audience so they know what the context is because they're probably half listening. TLDR, is it better to stay in a bad job to be close-ish to my boyfriend or move further away and have a better job? Context. My boyfriend and I have been dating for 2 years and are planning to get engaged this summer. We currently live 1 hour away from each other and get to see each other about once a week. My current job, very stressful. A lot of difficulties, little to show for it. I have considered quitting. If I quit, I would move back in with my parents and go to my old job. The problem is, that is 3 hours away from my boyfriend instead of one. I imagine that would be hard when we get engaged and start working through marriage prep. He is not in a situation where he could move to my parents' city with me right now. Obviously, I am bringing all of this to prayer first, but I want to hear some of other people's thoughts. More details. I am 22. Boyfriend is 23. My parents are supportive of me moving back in. I am 100% sure I can get my old job back. Both jobs are similar in pay. Also, perhaps relevant, my boyfriend and I ultimately want to live in my parents' city once we are married and starting a family. That was a lot of really helpful information, actually. Take notes, everybody.
The only thing why can't he move? Is he military? That's the only reason I can think of why he wouldn't be able to move.
So he is not in a situation where he could move. So it's not, it doesn't
just,
seem like
I just don't choice. Believe that. I just don't believe
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah. Like if he wants to move, he can move. You know?
I don't know. It's possible he's not in a situation where he could move.
I don't believe it.
I don't accept the premise.
I reject the premise.
What if he can't move? What if he didn't have breakfast this morning?
Maybe he's in jail.
My
boyfriend lives with lots of other guys, and he has a pretty strict schedule of when I'm allowed to come and visit him. He doesn't eat very well. And he always is kind of sitting in his room. Is this relationship problematic?
He's always looking for the nearest sharp object to hide in his butt.
He made a fake head out of toothpaste that he could lay on his pillow at night so that he could sneak out and escape. And also his roommate is named Big Chuck. And he escaped this house with him.
He and Big Chuck ran away together.
My boyfriend and Big Chuck seem to have joined a white supremacist gang inside of their house.
That's on me. I pictured Big Chuck as black. That's on
Patrick.
Me. What? I don't
it's
know.
Crazy that you don't think a black man could be a white supremacist. I don't know who's
That's
more
on
racist
me.
Here.
I should have. Yeah. I was picturing like a small white guy, big black guy.
You think
guy
only duo. Black guys can be big. You don't think white guys can be big. You've been poisoned.
I know.
By the woke media.
Exactly.
here's the, okay. So let's say that the boyfriend can't move. Have you talked to him about it and asked him what he thinks?
It sounds to me like I 3 hours, if you're only seeing each other once a week already, 3 hour drive once a week there, once a week back, you alternate who goes where each time for a year. That doesn't sound too bad.
It's not terrible.
That's only 26 times.
Number one, I reject the premise that he can't move. So first of all, maybe it would be very difficult for him to move, but I would bet that he could, you know, but maybe he can't. So if number one doesn't work, number two, you know, have you guys talked about it? I would default to what you guys think is best for your relationship. But I agree with Patrick. That's what I was going to go with. Is Emma and I lived like an hour and a half apart, 2 hours apart for most of our relationship. And every weekend, one of us would drive the 2 hours to see each other. 3 hours would be further, you know, so that's harder. You get there later on Friday night. You have to leave. You get there. You get home later on Sunday night or whatever. But it's functionally the same. You know, I did that for a whole year and we did engagement. You know, most of our engagement was away from each other. We didn't live in the same city until like 2 months before we got married.
Yeah.
So
plus it's easier because you know people that live at this city, so you could stay with them. Yeah. So you can have a weekend, you know,
right.
Like,
right. And also I would say if you're planning on getting engaged to this person, I would recommend getting you, because you're the lady, in the lowest stress environment possible. So yes. That when you're engaged and you're planning your wedding, you're right there with your mom. You can talk about things. You can put the design books out on the table. You can make decisions. You can go visit venues. You can do all that stuff in the city that you're going to get married in the city that you're going to live in. You can look for houses. You can do all of that stuff right there because you'll be engaged and you can work on it. But if you're living in a different place than where you're going to live and where the wedding's going to be, then not only do you have to drive an hour to see your boyfriend, but you have to drive 2 hours to this other city to like do all the wedding crap. And
plus you're living for free.
Yeah. I think
huge.
I think the most important thing for a woman when it's time to get engaged is to just put her in a very safe place and keep her very calm and keep her cortisol levels low. And that is the way for a successful engagement for everyone.
I think that's accurate.
I think any man who's been engaged would tell you the same thing.
I think you need more reasons to not take this job and move back. Yeah. No,
plus,
I think
if the job
fair.
Is the same pay and you like it more, and especially like if that's where you're going to be anyway, that's the whole thing to me. It's like, if you're going to move there anyway,
might as well do it now.
Make the Jamoke your date and drive the 3 hours to come see you, you know, make him prove his hand is steady enough to take yours.
Plus, if you don't like the drive, get married sooner.
Yeah. Get engaged right now. Hey,
you've been dating for 2 years.
Hey, you guys together in the car right now. Listen to this. She's ready. It's time to propose.
Take her to
and
the
we're
beach.
Working together. He's pulling out a ring right now. Oh my gosh. No way.
This is part of the show.
Congratulations. Whoa.
Congratulations.
No
way. Wow. And
we
here's her boyfriend walking in the door right now.
Yeah.
We planned it.
We did plan it. That didn't
one last question. It's not a real question. It's a quick one.
Oh, is this
it's an Easter themed question.
Okay, I'm ready.
I'm giving a little Catholic trinket to all my friends for Easter this year. Would it be cringe to give one to someone on a first date?
3, 2, 1. Yes.
No. What? Really?
What? You're crazy.
You think it'd be cringe? Dude.
Yes. Did you see my response to that in the Discord? Oh,
no,
he posted
that
and I said no premarital trinkets.
What was the trinket? It depends on the trinket.
It does depend on the trinket. I think it depends, because if you've already been friends with this person and you're going on the first date and you have a relationship with them pre-existing, that's different. But if this is like you met them and you asked them out and you don't really know each other, to bring it also like, it's kind of like, okay, if you bring flowers on a first date, that makes sense. But if you like, it just depends on what the trinket is. They might not want something like that. They might not like it. They might think it's weird.
And you can say, hey, I made these. I had one extra. You can throw it away if you want, but I thought you might like it. There's a totally chill way to do that. I make what these little, unless it's creepy.
Yes,
unless
that's
you
what I
like
mean.
Take bunny fur and you make like a.
I made a 1-to-1 replica of your house, and I gave it to all my friends. Do you want one?
Wow, you really he really nailed where all the bathrooms are. How did he get it?
I know,
so
it's crazy.
It's weird that he gets that.
He knew the exact angle that the window opens. yeah, I don't just if it's not a creepy trinket, then I guess. But like
it's a little egg, and when you open it, it's a little piece of paper that reads, "You smell different when you're awake."
Nice.
Yeah, it's my favorite. That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give her the trinket. Don't listen to that Scrooge over there.
No, I'm not a
Scrooge.
Dude,
give her the trinket. Come on. Dude, if there's
second date trinket.
Candy.
Second date trinket. First date, no trinket.
The trinket, it's an Easter themed trinket. You can't give an Easter themed trinket after Easter. That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, so you think Easter only lasts one day?
This is the biggest fight we've ever had on the podcast.
You think Easter only lasts one day? You don't think that there's
it lasts 8 days, and you have 8 days. You have an 8 day chance. You can
an
only
8 day
give
solemnity,
trinkets.
But then there's an Easter season up until
you can
Pentecost.
Only give trinkets during the octave. Everybody knows that.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about the Lateran Council 5 trinket edition.
There was a 5th Lateran Council.
Shut up.
I don't know if you were trying to think of one that didn't happen.
I
was. Was there a 5th Lateran? Never mind. There was a 5th Council of Lyon.
There was 4 Lateran councils, and then they started doing Trent.
There were 4 Lateran councils, and then they started doing the prequels.
Yeah,
they started with 4. They went back. Yeah. All right, well that's all I got. Thank you to the Good Egg Fund for sponsoring this episode of The Crunch. Thank you to the Convince Your Friends Toolkit. Toolkit you can get for free. Go to the crunchcast.com/toolkit to get your free copy. And start convincing your friends the Catholic faith is true. Ethan, Dr. Ethan, do you have anything else for the people?
I don't believe in trinket giving or getting. I'm anti, despite what you see behind me, I am anti-trinket. Unless it's very specific, like this one that my friends got me when I left Focus, and this one that Camille got me when we were in London. It's different. It's different for me. But for all of you out there, you don't get to enjoy the finer pleasures of life. Only I get to. And that's why I have the podcast and you're listening. And that's why you should give me money on patreon.com/. All right.
Thank you all for listening. Please pray for us. We'll be praying for you. We'll see you all next time.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.